From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the flyers leapt illegally last week inside a number of Rosendale mailboxes and on car windshields in the New Platts Plaza parking lot, directed their recipients via URL codes to White Lives Matter and another Nazi-identified social media website. However, contrary to what the Ulster County Sheriff's Office said last week, the distribution was not limited to a, and I quote, handful, end quote, of Rosendale addresses. And they included an image of Adolf Hitler and are blatantly anti-Semitic. One post on the site to which one flyer links says, and I quote, Nazi just means person not interested in sex with kids or attending urine-themed homosexual orgies until festering boils break out all over your body, end quote. Another flyer linked recipients to a White Lives Matter official site on Telegram. The Southern Poverty Law Center categorizes White Lives Matter as, and I quote, a neo-Nazi group that is growing into a movement as more and more white supremacist groups take up its slogans and tactics, end quote. New Platts Police Chief Robert Lucchesi said the department had reported the incident to the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Federation of Ulster County. David Drimmer of the Jewish Federation of Ulster County and a member of the Ulster County Human Rights Commission said he believes the distribution was the work of James Sheely, KKK Grand Wizard of New York and New Jersey. Deputy County Executive Chris Kelly said Ulster County is, and I quote, forming a task force for preventing and responding to domestic terrorism, end quote. The flyer distribution in Rosendale is under investigation by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Ulster County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Joseph Secudo declined to categorize the flyers as, and I quote, racist or white supremacist, end quote. But his boss, Sheriff Juan Figueroa, called their message, and I quote, despicable, end quote, calling the flyers, and I quote, offensive, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Republican-controlled Dutchess County legislature on Tuesday, October 11th, voted in favor of a domestic partner registry brought to their attention by Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall. The law was proposed two previous times, but never made it through the legislature. Kendall said, and I quote, establishing a registry now would allow those whose long-term relationships have been acknowledged in other jurisdictions to be recognized in their new county of residence. It will also allow partners to participate more fully in joint financial and medical decision-making, end quote. He noted that many partnerships registered in New York City have relocated to Dutchess County. A Democrat minority singled out the two Republicans who voted against the law. In a statement, they said, and I quote, invoking religious rhetoric, Republican legislators Lisa Poloni voted no, saying the law would delegitimize the sanctity of marriage, and Republican legislator Alan Sermon also voted no, saying if you are in a committed relationship, marriage is definitely the best way to go, end quote. Any Dutchess resident aged 18 or older who has been living with their partner for at least 1 year is eligible to apply for the registry. Either or both partners can choose to terminate, even if one does not agree to the termination. New York City, Suffolk, Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties, as well as some municipalities in Nassau County, have established similar domestic registries. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mike Goodwin is reporting for the Times Union. The city of Albany is the top place to live in the state of New York, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest ranking of best places to live in the U.S. overall. Albany ranked 21st in the survey's annual catalog of top American metropolitan areas. U.S. News notes that homes in Albany sell for, and I quote, less than the national median sale price, end quote, and the average income is higher than the national average. The story promotes life on Lark Street, noting the heart of the city's Center Square neighborhood features small businesses, galleries, churches, and I quote, wine shops featuring New York State vintages, end quote. The magazine also highlights Albany's proximity to the Adirondacks and Catskills, as well as its architecture, both its residential brownstones and State Capitol and Empire State Plaza. Albany bested Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, and New York City in the rankings. Huntsville, Alabama was rated the place best to live in the U.S., followed by Colorado Springs, Colorado, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose to round out the top five. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. To become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.